It's going to come down to, do I trust the Word of God? Do I trust the sufficiency of Scripture? Because God has given us the way and the means by which these issues of life are dealt with, and His church is central to our healthy living.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to another episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott. We'd really like for you to join us in this conversation. So as you have questions or concerns or maybe topics you'd like to propose, just leave that in the comments section or send us an email. Now remember, Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast. So if you'd like more information about how you can help us produce this podcast week after week, just go to our website, straighttruth.net. Well, we received a response to our podcast on Answering Anxiety, which is also a book of yours, and has a Bible reading plan, too. That's through the YouVersion app. And so this response was a good one. I thought I would bring it up and see how you would respond. I just wanted to offer some feedback. In that podcast and also in the book, this listener says that he didn't hear much mentioned about the physiological aspects of anxiety and about how anxiety runs on a spectrum. It can be low or middle or really high anxiety leading to panic attacks, and how it's important for pastors to address those aspects too when they're talking about anxiety. Yours obviously has a heavy emphasis on the issue of pride and humbling ourselves, mm-hmm. and that's a key way to answer anxiety, as you say. What would you say to some of these physical aspects or physiological aspects of anxiety, and how should Christians approach that from a biblical worldview?
Let me speak to that first, then I'll talk about what I was attempting to do in the book, so mm-hmm. it will help to explain that as well. There's no doubt that we are physical creatures, and as a result, we deal with responses to all of life that can be physical in nature. And so chemicals and all the physiological explanations for why people respond as they do. I would never deny that there might be a time or a place for somebody to go see a doctor and seek help for the physical explanations or roots of why they are responding as they are. But what I'm doing in the book is I am expositing 1 Peter chapter 5. Mm-hmm. And these sorts of concerns that are sort of at the forefront in our Western culture are not at the forefront in Scripture. I mean, you walk through every Old and New Testament passage that would deal with depression or discouragement or anxiety, there's no mention, none, of the physiological elements of that. The writers are content to deal with the spiritual elements of that and to address people at the level of their thinking, their affections, their trust, their faith. And that's what I'm doing in the book, Answering Anxiety. My attempt is not to serve as a medical doctor. My attempt is to serve as a pastor. And so I want to take people to the Word of God and deal with what I know from Scripture are at the root of many of our anxious moments, which would be a lack of trust in God, which is why I dealt with the subject of pride and humility and all the rest. So I am grateful for the feedback, and I don't disagree with it. In fact, in the book, I think there is a footnote somewhere in the book that deals with that very issue. So I would not deny the need at times to see a physician and have medicine, mm-hmm. Etc. But my task as a pastor is to bring people face to face with Scripture.
Mm-hmm. So would you, so you're not wholesale against the use of maybe medication to address some of these issues of anxiety?
Not wholesale. I do think they're overused. My own opinion is mm-hmm. that I think we live in a culture that tries to address spiritual issues with medicine. Mm. So I think it's way overused. I think many of these things can be managed through right thinking. Obviously, there has to be conversion first, or you don't have access to the right thinking. Mm-hmm. But I know Jesus is Savior, and then I go to His Word. And I think a fair question to ask, to raise, think about is, what did believers do for 6,000 years? Mm-hmm. I mean, before the emergence mm-hmm. of many of these medical things that we have now, what did believers do? Mm-hmm. And God was sufficient. Mm-hmm. His Word was sufficient. His Son was sufficient to see people through all sorts of anxieties and fears and all the rest. So I'm not wholesale saying that it's all spiritual and none of it could be physical. What I am saying is I think we run to the physical side of it, too quickly. Mm-hmm. And if we address many of these issues with truth, we might find we would find that many of these things have their answers there.
I seem to see more and more Christians, or hear about them and read about them, being open to going to therapy to address their own anxieties or maybe just complicated issues in life, and sort of bypassing maybe the pastors in their church, as if getting away from the church, it could be an answer in and of itself, something that could help you. I get out of this mindset where the church is and where my pastor is and the pastors in that church, and I've got somebody totally objective addressing me and answering these questions that I have as relates to depression. Where do you see a problem with that?
Well, the problem I have with it is I think what you're seeing manifested by that is, again, this belief that it's not really spiritual mm-hmm. in nature. It's something else. Therefore, you have experts, not on the spiritual side of the issue, but on the physiological or psychological side of the issue. And that's why I want to go there. Also, I think you mentioned this, but I want to underscore it, the idea of neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I want to go and talk to someone who doesn't know me, doesn't know my parents, doesn't know my past, the patterns of my life. And I would just simply ask, is that the New Testament picture of how we find spiritual help?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the opposite. I think it's better that you know someone who knows you. I think it's better that you talk to someone who's actually got responsibility to watch for your soul. And one day will give an account for the sheep that they shepherd. It's going to come down to, do I trust the Word of God? Do I trust the sufficiency of Scripture? Because God has given us the way and the means by which these issues of life are dealt with. And His church is central to our healthy living. Not, I'm talking in the spiritual realm, to our healthy living. Not someone out there somewhere who doesn't even know me and has no charge given to them by God to watch for my soul. So I would exhort people to think differently about it. I think they're thinking wrongly about it. I would also say one more pass by the whole question of the physical elements of this and the drugs and all the rest. I think even people who are in the profession of treating people for the physical, psychological aspects of anxiety would admit that there's not a lot of certainty with respect to these drugs and what they actually do. I don't have it at my fingertips. I wish I did. But there have been studies done that demonstrate that a lot of these drugs don't really help people.
Mm-hmm.
In some case, they magnify the problem. So I would just exhort people, before you default to the idea this is something physical, get to the root of how you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Measure those things by the Word of God. Go to someone who knows the Word of God well. Specifically, go to your pastors. If they're faithful pastors, if you're in a faithful church, then go to the men of God who know the Word of God and will help you think through these things on that level. And trust the Lord to help you with these problems.
Are all of these issues spiritual issues?
All of them are spiritual at some level, because even if what you're dealing with is physical, you need spiritual help for how to deal with the physical ailments. I mean, it's just like someone I love has rheumatoid arthritis. That's a purely physical issue. But she is also having to manage the pain and all the rest with the help of God and His Word. No matter what the issue is, there's a spiritual element to it, which is why we need to seek help where God has ordained that we seek help, His church. And so I would exhort people to do that.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, if you've made an observation or have a question related to this episode, just leave that in the comments section below. Now, be sure to go to our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find a host of information, including links to all of our social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to like it and share it with family and friends. Lastly, go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us a review. Now remember, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.